there's an agreed text between the UK and the EU in terms of the transition period, which means the status quo that presently exists in terms of our access to UK waters and the UK access to our waters, and this, the shares of the quotas we have will certainly be maintained without any change whatsoever up until the end of December 2020.
And you're now saying that the onus is on Minister Michael Creed to ensure that these commitments set out in this draft text are retained in the final document.
That's correct, that they're absolutely retained. But this is a good starting point, but is by no means are we out of the problem situation. Yes, the next phase of the negotiations is going to be the phase two, which is the trade negotiations. We are hopeful that the EU heads of government by the end of this week will follow through on the draft guidelines that were published last week in relation to phase two, which is basically looking for something that we fought tooth and nail for over the last 18 months, which is to have the fisheries negotiations and the wider trade negotiations not separated from each other, and that we would maintain access and quota shares going forward into the future, and that we would have a joint management of the stocks to ensure sustainability.